Jets. Turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana and the GMB Prado. Get away.
Alright, what's up, y'all? It's Infinite Perfections back with another one. And we're going to start off today's podcast with talking to the cameraman for Varsity, Omarion Wade. Omarion, what's some of the things you've seen throughout the season from, like, a drip standpoint?
See, I think out of all the people that be looking dripped up, I'm going to have to go with Malik. He probably got the best drip on the team so far.
Alright. And, like, what are you rating it on? Like, what makes you think somebody's super dripping?
Just the way he wears his stuff and the way his style be when he put his stuff on the football field.
Alright. Is there any seconds or anybody you think is up there?
A lot of y'all be putting the drip on, but it's just something about Malik's style and stuff that make his look better than y'all's.
Alright, so...
And especially because he a middle linebacker, so he... One of the main key points in the defense, so.
All right. So going back into, like, stats and playing style, who do you think has really been showing up on offense this season?
Ferrari Bugsby.
Why do you think that?
Because him coming out as a backup for Javonte, he been getting a lot of rushing yards, and, like, even when the O-line is having a bad game, he still finds a way to make yards.
All right.
Alright, so who do you think had a good game on the defensive end?
This game, I'm going to have to go with LJ. He had a good game. He started off with almost a pick. He had a few tackles. He had two picks in that game. He almost had two picks in that game with me. My fault, I messed up.
Alright, Marion, against our Orem game, those were a game where the other team had some pretty vibrant jerseys. What do you think about Orem's jerseys?
I think their jerseys was pretty cool. I didn't see none of their players with too much drip on, so I don't really know what to say about them.
Yeah, I understand. Orem game, it was like our game, like, statement game, to be honest. We played against an out-of-town team, reigning state championship, and it was just a really big game. So how do you think that game focused us or geared us to go to the next game?
I feel like the way you guys performed that game, you guys performed as a team. Y'all had a good game overall. I seen Malik with a lot of tackles, LJ with a lot of tackles. I seen Jet getting a lot of tackles, Vaughn making some good catches and everything. Malik had him a pick and he almost scored on it.
All right. So, if you had to pick a game this season, what was your favorite game due to drip, stats, and the outcome?
Probably the game against Orem.
All right. Well, we'll be back after a 20-second music break. We're going to be back, and it's just going to be me and Malik.
Sorry about what OJ said, you guys. It's going to be a 5-minute, just relaxation time. Here we go. Time to get started. Oh yeah, Mark, it is the one right here. All right, man, you know, it's your boy Malik. We back here with, you know, the great, you know, my guy. Hey, Ron, tell us, you know, how you feel about all the games and how you feel we play with each and every game.
Well, we did have a lot of anticipation coming up into the season. We've had up and down games through each game. We've had a tale of two different teams for DP. We've had a very consistent and great offensively explosive team. And then we also had another team that, well, penalty is just absolutely ridiculous on this playing. So we're not really able to see, well, the whole DP team on force. But we have to keep considering all the causes. And, well, we did have suspensions. We did have keep swapping out and everything. So we just have to consider that. But we have playoffs right now, this today. So I'm really excited to see what we're going to be able to bring out.
Hello, guys. Back with Infinite Perfections. And we're back with big wide receiver LeBron Brown.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right. So, we had a pretty good season this season. So, what game would you have to say was your favorite?
Like, stat-wise or just team-wise?
You can give me one for both.
Team-wise, I feel like our best game might have been Centennial. Only because, you know, the defense held them up to 0 points. The offense put up, like, 60. So, we all did our part. That was our best game. But my favorite stat-wise game might be I might have to say the Polynesian Bowl against Orem. I had like 150-some yards, two touchdowns and stuff. You know, that was just my best game. I just hope that tonight we could just keep that streak going and our defense could pick it up, offensive side could pick it up, and just, you know, keep doing what we've been doing.
So, you usually do good every game with passing and catching. So what game do you think you had the best blocking game? Because that's not a lot of, like, a lot of people don't talk about
that.
Oh,
yeah, definitely. I feel like my best blocking game was Faith, especially towards the end when I had to get my teammate Ferrari Bugsby open on the runs, you know, had to create a lot of holes for him. The line did very well blocking as well. But, you know, I feel like we did our part blocking as receivers too, me and Alex Swift.
All right.
All right, now we're here with Coach Goodwin. And how do you think the season went so far, and who you think had the best drip?
The season went a lot of ups and downs, a lot of learning experiences for a young team. Hopefully they can take all these everything they learned this year and apply it to the next 2 years. That's when I think we'll go on a good run and put ourselves in position to win a state championship. But as far as who dressed the best, it'll probably have to be either Malik Stinnett or Alex Swift. So those are my top two.
All right, y'all, back with Malik. And I'm just about to talk to you about the season and, like, the everyday drip. Every game drip, my bad. Every game drip. So for the first game, you know, I came out in all black, long socks. You know, everybody came out in something, you know, the whole team wearing all black. So, you know, my boy LJ tried to, you know, copy this NFL player, Jamal Adams, and wear like some big bands around his arm, three on each arm, with no, like with the ankle socks. So no socks can show, because that's how Jamal Adams wears sometimes, or he'll wear with long socks. And why, when we get to the field, the refs tell my boy he cannot wear it. Man, my boy whole heart broke, like he's about to cry. So then, you know, we getting dressed and all that, everybody laughing. So we go play. And, you know, my boy felt like a bot, so, you know, he didn't end up getting hurt like a bot. We playing Palo Verde first game. And, you know, this is the first game everybody getting warmed up, see how each other play. Edge out there getting sacks. I'm getting sacks. Landon getting had a sack. And LJ get hurt by his own teammate, just doing some dumb stuff. And his arm, he said he felt like Spencer off of All-American. His arm just giving out. So, man, you know, we all just tell him he look like a bot. Then we go into halftime up. I think it was 21-0, 28-0. I think it was 21-0. You know, not supposed to be landing up. And we finished the game like 35-14. We put the second team in. They scored a run on the second team. Then kickoff came, and they scored on the kick return. Now that I'm looking over it in the season, that game showed the coaches that we're not a good second-half team. Now that I'm thinking about it, we should have been more focused on the second half than the first half. That's crazy. But that's the Palo Verde game. So then after Palo game, you know, we come in Monday, focusing on our new opponent, watching film all week. You know, supposed to be playing Foothill, supposed to be a big week. Boom. First strike of COVID, man. We came, walkthroughs Thursday, everybody practicing, you know. We all in our individual workout stations getting ready for, you know, getting the game, basically. So, you know, we warming up for, you know, way longer than usual. So I'm sitting here not thinking much of it, just thinking Coach Rob being nice. Then we come to the sideline. He tell everybody get on the goal line, line up. We see this dude walk out with papers, and they told us players on our team got COVID. Game canceled. We got to quarantine. You got to come back, take a test on Monday. Then if you're negative, you can come back to school the following Thursday. So we do all that. We come to school. You know, everybody tests negative. We come to school Thursday. Boom, we practice. Boom. Canyon Springs catch COVID. So now that's 2 weeks in a row where we don't play. And I think those 2 weeks played a big part of our season. Because we would have came and bonded as a team much faster. I feel like we bonded too late as a team. And that led to us being kicked out of the playoffs early, which I will get to. But those two games really hurt us. It even hurt our seniors whose season got cut short. And they don't have any offers. And they needed more film. Those two games would have gave us a lot more film. Man. So now everyone's getting pretty much tired of COVID. So you're like, hey, man, everybody stay at home during the season. So now Coach Rod telling us we're in the Polynesian Bowl, which, you know, only three teams out of Vegas played, and there was a lot of out-of-state teams, I think. Yeah, two of them was from Utah, and the other one was from California. The team from California is the number one team in the country right now, modern day. They played Liberty, you know, blew them out. But Coach Rod telling us we got to get ready, lock in. And so then we all focus on that. We just hoping, you know, no one catches COVID. And then to be prepared for that game, I don't think, like, as a team, offense really showed up that day. I think this was the best game offense ever had. They scored like 52 points, 53 points. You know, RJ out there dropping dimes, Vaughn breaking tackles, scoring. Jet, you know, our team captain Jet out there doing everything on both sides. But it really wasn't a defensive game. It was a lot of, like, broken coverages, missed tackles. We didn't really play good on the defensive end. But me, myself, I had a pick six that got called back. The ref was too far behind and couldn't see if I made it in the end zone. A couple of pass breakups, a lot of tackles. think I had a good game myself. LJ had a great game himself, too. I think he had 8 tackles that game. Drip-wise, I don't really remember what LJ wore. I think he wore 2 white sleeves. But I wore the long white socks. Well, not long, like mid-high socks, white socks. With these Nike Vapor cleats. As a team, though, I don't think defense. That was the game that Isaiah Rubin, number 20, sophomore. That's the game that he came out of his shell and started to show the coaches that he needs to be the starting corner. Had 2 big hits that made the receivers drop the ball that really took them out of field position and helped us win the game. So I think Isaiah came out of his shell that game. But on the defense end, we played not good. Horrible. We let up 42 points, which shouldn't be acceptable. But offense really showed up. And RJ got MVP of that, of the Polynesian Bowl. Man, talking about this game about to hurt, man. We talking about our first L of the season to the Arborview Aggies. Coming in, you know, we knew that their running backs is good. We're going to have to stop the run game. But they still came in, did it to us, just shoved it right down our throats. But even though they did all that, defense did hold up. We was up 21-7 at halftime, you know. They had some big runs, some big lucky runs, missed assignments, bad eyes. And they just came up the middle and broke. So, you know, that gave them a little bit of momentum going into halftime. And then they came out and just started punching us in the mouth, man. And as a young team with a whole bunch of juniors, sophomores, and freshmen, you really don't know how to come back after getting punched in the mouth. It's like a shock. It's like, wow, these boys came here to play football. Which is crazy. We should have been knew that they were going to come play football. But we weren't ready. We wasn't built for that yet. We just thinking, oh, it's going to be easy till the last game of season or to playoffs. This is going to be easy. Like, no. We should have been locked in and focused. But even though they came out there, punched us in the mouth, we were still fighting. We were up by 2 touchdowns late in the game. They came, drove down the field, got a touchdown. It's like 3-2 minutes left of the game. Offense get the ball, you know. Just supposed to run the clock out. But we do a fake handoff to Javonte Barnes. RJ try to pitch it to Ferrari. Ferrari fumble the ball. Arbor gets the ball. The running back, Makai, break for like a 20-yard run. Then we still holding the 4th down. The quarterback break. Break the containment. Come, I got to push him out of bounds. Then they get the 1st down. Then they just run it down our throats. Then we still have a chance to beat them because they're going for 2. And our senior linebacker, Jalen, he only has 1 arm. Coach sent him on a blitz. He missed the tackle with his 1 arm. The quarterback rolling out. Our defensive back, the other Jalen, number 5, come out of coverage. Tries to come and tackle the quarterback. Leave the wide receiver open. Quarterback just throws it to the wide receiver. Boom. Game over. First L of the season, man. Real heartbreaker. But in that game total, we had 25 missed tackles. So if I think we wrap up, even bring that down to just 10. Because 10 is a lot. Even bring it down to 10. We'll beat the Arborview Aggies. My bad podcast. I didn't tell you on my drip for the Arborview game. You know, I had the white tights with the turf tape. And, you know, some white man socks with these white and blue Adidas cleats. You know, drip was pretty good that game. Too bad we lost. But now, you know, we come in, whole lot of positions moved. They move LJ from middle linebacker to DN, defensive end. And they move me from outside linebacker to middle linebacker. So, you know, we got a new defense. And so then we go into the new defense. And we go into play Centennial. Everybody know this should be a good, like, to get our feet back. You know, get us back confident. It's Centennial. They're not that good. So, you know, we come out swinging, you know, blow the team out 63-0. And this shows our lack of discipline. We have a guy on the sideline with his phone, makes us run after the game. We were just a lack of discipline team. But my drip for this game was pretty simple, just black long socks, you know. Wanted to keep it simple since it was Centennial, wasn't too big of a deal. I knew I wasn't getting too much PT after halftime. But our team is just a lack of discipline. Even though we blew that team out, it was just lack of discipline on the sideline. Everybody laughing, giggling, not taking it serious like we didn't just lose. And then that leads to the next week, which is going to be even more horrible. So then this game, man, the next game we play, Green Valley. And we started off good. You know, we coming out swinging out the gate. We come wrapping up, getting team tackles. Man, I dropped an interception this game. Just embarrassing. But this game I had on white long socks with spatted up cleats. The white spatted up over top. But you know, we coming out, we looking good. It's 14-0 at halftime. But you know, we always get too comfortable at halftime. We got guys laughing in the locker room, just playing around. Just being real freshmen and sophomores. Then we come out. Green Valley come, punch us in the mouth. Now it's 14-14. Now everybody trying to lock back in, but it's too late. Because then, wide receiver run a quick out, catches it, gets upfield. Three guys miss a tackle, he scores, 21-14. And we can just never come back. Offense couldn't score the ball, defense couldn't stop him from getting first downs, and we lose the game. Now, me personally, I think we played our best game as a whole versus Las Vegas High School. We came in locked in, no playing at halftime, laughing around. We just locked in. And defense held them to 0 points. I think Adrian Dean had like 4-3 sacks that game, just out there going crazy. Everybody on the D-line was getting sacks. So, you know, we was just going crazy as a defense. Then offense came together, scoring the ball. You know, playing, we just played like a real team versus Las Vegas High School. And I think that translated to the next week versus Faith Lutheran, which helped us get the win with our second-string quarterback, Mike, due to quarterback RJ being ineligible or suspended for the game. And Mike came in like a starter and came in and saved us because we was beating Faith Lutheran. You know, it was a tight game. We was going back and forth, punching each other in the mouth. And then finally, defense locked in, got some stops. And then Mike came and put the ball in the end zone and helped prevail us to beating Faith Lutheran. So those 2 weeks was our best two-week stretch as a team. Because we came in, did our job, blew the team out. That everybody thought was going to be a close game, which wasn't. And then we came in and we fought versus adversity with our second-string quarterback and won a game. Man, here I go again. I'm sorry, podcast. But the Vegas game I had on the black turf tape, black long socks, black spats, with our team, black and white Adidas cleats that look perfect with the jerseys, with these black and silver Nike gloves that goes perfect with the jerseys that brings it out. And everybody was messing with my drip that day. I was messing with it myself, felt a little more confident. And in the Faith Lutheran game, I really had on the same thing as last week, except for we had on white pants, so I put white turf tape on instead of the black turf tape to, you know, bring the white and black, pop it out a little more. So then this last week, last regular game, regular season game, it's versus Liberty Patriots. You know, as a team, you could tell there was some people that was scared, some people ready to play. But, you know, I was one of the people that was ready to play. I wanted to play. I wanted to shock the world, show everybody that we're actually a good team. We go out there first drive. My boy LJ, two batted balls down. And his drip was immaculate for the game. Black sleeves with the green Oregon gloves with the black tape over the Oregon gloves. Just great drip. But he was out there balling. We was eating, stopping the run. So, boom, offense get the ball three and out. Punt was horrible. Gives them great field position. They score a touchdown. We still like, okay, we're good. Offense don't do nothing with the ball again. They do a fake screen. Boom, touchdown pass. We like, man, we still good. I was lucky. But then after, when they came out and their receiver, number one receiver, Jeremy Bernard, came and caught a one-hand pass over the middle and scored for the touchdown, it's when you can see a lot of people put their heads down and give up. And with them giving up, we lose the game 49-7 because they just tucked their tails. Didn't want to be a man and keep fighting. That was a hard L, man. Hard L. forgot to tell you about the Leary drip. I think this is my best drip so far this season. Black Turk tape with black, blue, and gold Adidas gloves. With some black and gold Adidas cleats with the black spat over the top. Oh my gosh. The black long socks. Immaculate drip. Immaculate. So now, we throw the Liberty game away. Like, focus up. Arborview for the part two. We need to get our get back, you know. We lost in the managed playoffs. This is when it counts. We come in thinking, you know, we about to come win the game. Punch them in the mouth. Early 7-0. We thinking, oh yeah, here we go. We getting back on track. It's in late second quarter. Like a minute left offense drive. And they're on like the 5-yard line. Quarterback Mike rolls out. You know, had a couple of guys open. But he could have ran. And all of us was telling him to run it. Tries, you know, throw it over top to get to our tall wide receiver, Alex Swift. And the ball is intercepted. Pick six to the house. So now instead of us going up 14-7 or even 10-7, we go down 14-7. Whole team energy changes. Now everybody trying to make big plays instead of just doing their job. We still come out. Offense get the ball. Really don't do nothing with it. Defense get a stop. Offense come back. Score a touchdown. We like, okay. We back in it. You feel me? We could get a bussing. So then offense drives down again. Try to kick a field goal. Miss it. Defense come out. We should be getting a 4-and-out, but on fourth down, they do a fake punt to their running back, Richard Washington, also known as Juice. And he runs for like 50-yard breaks. But it's okay. Defense still come back. Get a three and out. Make them come to three. Just, you know, take the field goal. Offense goes down. They about to score. It's like late in the fourth quarter. They about to score a touchdown. They go for it on fourth down. Because we're with a third-string quarterback because our quarterback, second-string quarterback, Mike, gets a concussion that drive. So we come down. We're about to score a touchdown, you know. But no, stop us. Defense, like, it's still okay. We're going to come back. First play, come back. Get a safety by our senior, who I really, man, feel like I let down this season, Jet Solomon. Gets the safety. Gets the 2 points. We're down by one. Now all offense have to do is get in field goal range. And we win the game, but no. Offense turns the ball over on downs. Defense has to come out. They run the ball one time, get to 10 yards. Game's over. We lose to Arborview for the part two. The game drip was the same as the Vegas game drip, but I'm just horrible ending to the season, man. All right, podcast. You know, Infinite Perfection. It's your boy Malik and LJ. We signing out, man. Thank you for listening to today.